Their offense is why I brought in, why is it all laid on the mother? A father's word means an awful lot more. I bet you listen to your father quicker
but
than
why
you
do I listen? Well, because my mother has been
nagging day after day, R&R, and the man maybe says it once a week.
This is women's trouble. They talk all the time and don't say no.
Started back before Christ. The woman naturally, it is a woman's instinct, and it'll stay that way.
To talk? Yeah. My father talks 20 million times more than my mother does, right?
Yeah. That's true.
When I look back to my parents, I wasn't home too much, but I was sent out to do work all the time. I mean, work, yeah. But I really think my parents were right. And now, you know. And I think our young people will do that the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They will go home when they're married and have a family. They'll think, well, their parents raised them right or did the right thing. And I
am 50 years old and I still respect my mother and my father. And I do just what I think they'd like me to do. And my mother was very strict with me. Very. She was strict with all of us children. Now, we didn't dare do this, we didn't dare do that, we didn't dare go with nobody, we didn't dare go unless we were with somebody.
Yeah, it's the same old story.
That's right.
It's amazing how the whole world goes in a cycle almost. Now, this is something new, it's really old. You know, this is, we call it new, but it's old.
It's the same cycle over and over again.
All right, yeah. Maybe get to the drug thing too, but I think this is what a lot of the kids don't listen when we say don't take drugs. Now, it's not a real bad problem maybe in our area, but we say the kids don't take drugs, but then maybe they see alcohol as a drug too, and they say, you know, maybe they don't say it outright. They say, we say one thing, but we show a different, and they lose confidence in us.
Is there a drug problem around here? You wouldn't know.
Not too heavily.
In town.
Oh, that's a college bringing that up.
No, in high school.
Because it's a going thing.
My high school was in this area, and my high school had a problem. I mean a real problem. And nobody knew it but the students. The students knew it. And those who were smart realized there was a problem. Those who weren't too smart were taken. But there's a problem here. And when you go to college, I've seen less drugs than I saw in high school.
Really?
What type of drugs were there in your high school?
Got Mayfone.
Mainly heroin, barbiturates, and marijuana.
You mean you could have any day of the week bought any almost any drug you wanted?
I could have bought anything in high school.
At school.
At high school.
I think some of this might be the kids seeking attention, like my parents don't pay attention to me.
Don't you think that part of the reason why the kids are taking the drugs is to say, hey, I don't want to do what you want to do.
No.
I want to do what I want to do.
I think there is no pride in what the young people do like it used to be.
What was that?
Fireproof.
Wait, let him say.
Let him say that again.
There is no pride in what they do. There's no pride in whatever they do. But now young children today are going to be the future. What are they going to present to their children?
Same thing.
Same thing that you're presenting.
Same exactly.
Each day together.
See it through the hard times aren't over, but we'll make do with what we've got now. When it gets slow, we'll up.